I'm going to continue our series exploring the Psalms by reading and praying Psalm 39 today. I've mentioned before that the Psalms express all of our human emotions, and Psalm 39 is one of the darker, more negative Psalms, exploring the pits of depression and fear that humans can fall to. But its presence in the Psalter gives license to express those feelings when they are ours. We don't need to hide them. We don't need to closet them away or deny them. We can bring them to God, honestly, openly, for his transforming healing touch. And as we go on in the coming days to explore later Psalms, we will make a journey. But for today, if you're feeling like Psalm 39, then let it be your voice, let it be your prayer, let it bring all that you are and all that you feel to the very heart of God. Psalm 39. I said, I will keep watch over my ways, so that I offend not with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are in my sight. So I held my tongue and said nothing. I kept silent, but to no avail. My distress increased, my heart grew hot within me. While I mused, the fire was kindled, and I spoke out with my tongue. Lord, let me know my end and the number of my days, that I may know how short my time is. You have made my days but a handsbreadth, and my lifetime is nothing in your sight. Truly, even those who stand upright are but a breath. We walk about like a shadow, and in vain we are in turmoil. We heap up riches and cannot tell who will gather them. And now what is my hope? Truly, my hope is even in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions, and do not make me the taunt of the fool. I fell silent and did not open my mouth, for surely it was your doing. Take away your plague from me. I am consumed by the blows of your hand. With rebukes for sin you punish us, like a moth you consume our beauty. Truly everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears, for I am but a stranger with you, a wayfarer, as all my forebears were. Turn your gaze from me, that I may be glad again, before I go my way and am no more. O Christ, Son of the living God, help us when we are too cast down to pray, and grant that we may trust you all our days. For you are with us in our living and our dying. Jesus, Lord and God. Amen.